Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Welcome, story lovers, to another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. As always, I'm glad you're with me, and if you haven't subscribed, make sure you do and ensure you never miss another episode. And while you might be hurrying to do that, and I hope you do, you don't have to hurry to listen to this episode that I've titled, Achievement Isn't Just Speed. It's not getting stopped along the way. While life isn't a game, it's sometimes helpful to think of it that way. We have a starting point, a journey, then an end point. If we break that down into goals and aspirations, we get the same basic layout. We have where we are now, a journey to get to our goal, and the goal at the end. So the key to life, and goals, isn't the starting or ending point, it's the journey in the middle, because you can't get from point A to point B any other way. There's one other aspect of the journey that we would all do well to keep in mind. It seems somewhat obvious, but it's worth saying anyway. If you want to get from point A to point B, you can't stop along the way. That's it. There is no other secret. You just have to keep going. Speed isn't the deciding factor. Neither is distance. It's simply keeping going. Because if you keep going, you will get there. There are a plethora of stories along these lines from many different cultures, which you would expect because this is an important life lesson that crosses cultures. But two of my favorites are short ones, from Greece and Norway. First up, a familiar tale to most from Greece, the tortoise and the hare. A hare was one day making fun of a tortoise for being so slow upon his feet. "Wait a bit," said the tortoise. "I'll run a race with you, and I'll wager that I win." "Oh well," replied the hare, who was much amused at the idea, "let's try and see." And it was soon agreed that the fox should set a course for them and be the judge. When the time came, both started off together, but the hare was soon so far ahead that he thought he might as well have a rest. So down he lay and fell fast asleep. Meanwhile, the tortoise kept plodding on, and in time reached the goal. At last, the hare woke up with a start and dashed on at his fastest, but only to find that the tortoise had already won the race. This next story, from Norway, is very similar, but adds an extra wrinkle for us. It's titled, The Frog and the Snail. A frog entered into a wager with a snail as to which of them would be the first to reach the city. The frog, of course, believed that he would win the wager because he could travel so much faster than the snail. As they started out, the frog made fun of the snail, saying, "Don't crawl along so. Instead, hop like I do. Otherwise, you will never win the wager." Then away he hopped. However, arriving at the city, he found that the gate was closed, and thus he had to wait until the next morning when the gate would be opened. In the meantime, the snail crawled steadily onward, and she too finally arrived at the city. Of course, she also found the gate closed, but for her, that was no obstacle. She simply crawled over it, and thus won the wager. Slow and steady wins the race is a saying that's often attached to these stories, but I think that doesn't quite capture their essence. These tales are about much more than just a race. They're about life and achieving your goals. Sure, reaching your goals can be a slow and steady journey, but it can also come in sudden bursts of progress. When we look at these stories from that perspective, we see three important takeaways. First, there's the bet or wager in each story. What's that all about? It's you setting a goal. It's you taking a chance on yourself, challenging yourself to reach a place or achieve something you don't have yet. Are you willing to bet on yourself? Are you ready to get up and go for it? You have to be, because if you're not, you're not even in the game. You're just watching from the sidelines. And life isn't a spectator sport. Second, the path to your goal doesn't have to follow someone else's rules. The hare tells the tortoise he's too slow. The frog tells the snail it should hop. But in the end, the slow tortoise and the crawling snail win, while the hoppers come in second. Yes, getting advice from others is valuable. Having a mentor is helpful. But there's more than one way to crack a nut. If your approach is different, it might actually work in your favor. Lastly, and most importantly, don't stop. Are you falling behind? Don't stop. Facing obstacles? Don't stop. Doubting yourself? Don't stop. We might remember slow and steady wins the race from these stories, but the real key to success is to keep going. The tortoise kept going. The snail kept going. And they both won. What about you? Life is a journey filled with unexpected twists and turns. Sometimes it feels like we're moving at a snail's pace, while other times we're sprinting forward. No matter the speed, what truly matters is that we keep moving. Each step we take, no matter how small, brings us closer to our dreams. So bet on yourself, embrace your unique path, and never stop. You have the strength and resilience to achieve great things. Remember, it's not about how fast you go, but about never giving up. Keep going, and you'll find your way to the finish line. Thanks for joining me on this episode. And I'll see you next time on Tales for Life.